Australia's biggest youth jazz festival has begun, with music lovers descending on the regional city of Mount Gambier in South Australia's southeast. More than 4,000 students from around the nation have travelled to the region to compete in the National Stage Band and Vocal Ensemble Awards. And this year marks 30 years since the renowned Australian trumpeter James Morrison became involved with the event. Sarah Maunder reports.
More than 19,000 meals, 800 kilograms of potato salad and 1.4 tonnes of lasagna will be served up by caterers at Generations in Jazz this weekend. International jazz artists have travelled from across the globe to Mount Gambier for the event, now known around the world as a premier jazz festival.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
New York City-based singing sensation Jasmia Horn will perform in the festival's gala event tonight, the A to Z of jazz with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra.
Jazz, to me, is an everyday thing. It's a kind of a religion, although I'm not a very religious person. It's a very spiritual music because the ancestors that came before me, the elders that came before me in this music really had a divine purpose in the universe, and they were able to be musicians and use their platform for whatever their divine purpose is.
Marriottville High School student Charlotte Newhouse says Generations in Jazz inspired her to study music.
5 years ago, I was not sure if I wanted to pursue music. And then I went to Generations in Jazz for the first time, not performing, just watching. And I was struck by how amazing it was to see people performing with their friends. And I decided that that is exactly what I wanted to do with my life.
Marriottville High School music coordinator Jasmine Fenley says 73 Marriottville students made the five-hour journey from Adelaide to Mount Gambier to compete.
Seeing the students' faces when they go to the first concert, the inspiration that they get from that is just incredible. It's definitely a worthwhile experience for schools to get into if they can. And just seeing the acts from overseas, getting exposed to that international sort of music scene is really important.
Grammy and Emmy award-winning composer Gordon Goodwin has worked with Ray Charles, John Williams and Quincy Jones. He says there's no equivalent of Generations in Jazz.
This is the fifth time I've been here in Mount Gambier for Generations in Jazz. And it still remains one of the most unique things I've ever been to. I hope everybody can find a way to get here to Mount Gambier and see for yourself the amazing thing that James Morrison has accomplished here. It's inspiring. I hope I can come here again and again.
School Ensemble winners of the National Stage Band Awards and Vocal Ensemble Awards will be announced at the finale concert Sunday afternoon.
Sarah Maunder with that report.